Good afternoon. That cold front that brought all the rain during the overnight and early morning period will continue to track off the eastern seaboard, and our drying trend will continue through the rest of New England during the day today. Breaks in the clouds will lead to more in the way of sunshine through the afternoon, and the chilly northwest wind that developed behind the front will be persistent through the day, but it will be negated somewhat by the strong mid-April sun, which will come back in full force before the day is through. All of this will lead to temperatures climbing back through the 40s and into the lower 50s by the end of the day. High pressure building in will continue the clearing trend overnight tonight with dry weather, temperatures back into the 20s and lower 30s. This will set us up for a cool start tomorrow, but lots of sunshine through the day. And with that same high pressure center in control, high temperatures will bounce back into the lower and middle 50s. A large ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will begin to dominate the weather later on in the week. A little bit of energy cycling through the ridge may produce a few scattered clouds on Thursday and Friday, but still plenty of sunshine and a nice warm-up both days with highs in the middle to upper 50s. As that ridge of high pressure strengthens over the weekend, even warmer air will be allowed to come into the region for Saturday and Sunday. And right now it looks like plenty of sunshine both days with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Now, a couple of days ago, it looked like a pesky storm may meander over us as we head into the upcoming weekend. But right now, fewer and fewer computer models are buying into that solution. So we'll continue the trend toward nice weather and a warm up. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of southern Texas. Isolated showers and thunderstorms will be possible this afternoon in a moistening upslope return flow regime in the vicinity of the Texas Big Bend area. As stronger forcing for ascent overspreads the region from the west, isolated severe thunderstorms are expected to develop over the higher terrain in Mexico and shift eastward across the Rio Grande during the evening. Additional isolated strong storms may persist near the remnant cold front. This activity should collectively shift eastward across the Edwards Plateau and southern Texas through the night. Roughly 50 knots of effective shear and modest instability will initially allow for supercells capable of large hail and gusty, locally damaging winds with the strongest cells. And given the moist, low levels with low to mid-60s dew points and back low-level wind, a tornado cannot be ruled out. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Cotulla, Del Rio, Laredo, McAllen, and McGregor, all in Texas, to a low of 6 at Hettinger, North Dakota, and Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers, then increasing sun near 60, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain, and highs in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, scattered showers with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 36. The record high, 84, set in 1977, and the record low, 13, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:34 p.m., 13 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Gradually increasing sunshine, breezy, and pleasantly cool today, with temperatures holding in the upper 40s to around 50. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, gradual increasing sunshine through the day, a bit blustery with highs in the mid-50s, clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and breezy through the afternoon, highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, clearing tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, gradually increasing sunshine through the day today, breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-50s, clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and blustery this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. Clearing tonight with lows around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasantly cool, lower to mid-50s. Mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday. Sunshine mixed with clouds on Friday back into the upper 50s. And mostly sunny both weekend days with highs pushing well into the 60s. The next chance of showers on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.